us this morning. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." To God be the glory through Jesus Christ, his Son. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Good morning, Somerset Baptist Church. I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be in God's house today. Amen. I want to welcome you to our Sounds of the Season service, and I trust that you'll receive a blessing today. Merry Christmas to everybody. Boy, you all look really Christmassy today. Gracious at the red and all the bright colors that's out there. What a blessing it is. I pray that your heart is prepared to receive the greatest gift, and that's the love of Jesus, that you've already received it, and yet again this year that we'll open up the gift that God has given to us when we celebrate the birth of his Son, Jesus Christ. So bless you all. It's a joy to have you with us today. It's always a good to have this gentleman standing to my right here with us. Normally you'll find him at Spring Road Baptist Church, but we robbed him this morning, so it's okay. I told him I'll wait a few days before I tell Ronnie Simpson he came up here and sang first this morning. How about that? Put your hands together and make welcome Anthony Adkins.
Starry night, Mary heavy with child, whispered to Joseph, "I can't go on anymore." So he wrapped her up in his arms, said, "I'll find you someplace warm." But they were turned away. at every door. No room, no room. Sorry, but we're too full to let you in. No space, no place for the baby Jesus. No room. Once again, Christmas is here, the busiest time of the year. There's a growing list of last minute things to do. Not many shopping days left, still got presents to wrap, people to see and parties we've got to go to. No room, no room. Sorry, but life's too full to let you in. No space, no place for the Savior Jesus. No room, no room. No room.
This time this morning, I want to invite up Adam and Corinne Andrews, and they're going to share with us our scripture for today and also light the next candle on our wreath this morning. I'm so thankful today that Christ is the light of the world, that he gives us vision and shines into darkness, fills us, gives us hope. Adam, Corinne, would you come share with us?
After lighting the candles, Adam will read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you'd like to turn into your Bibles. Today we light the last purple candle, which stands for love. God of promise, come into our darkness. Renew your hope, your peace, your joy, and your love in us, for you alone bring life out of death. How precious is your steadfast love, O God! All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights.
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have faith, so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envy not, charity vaunt not itself, and is puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not their own, and is easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but when face to face, now I know in part, but I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, and these things, but the greatest of all is charity.
Let us pray together. Father in heaven, I thank you and I praise you, God, for all your many blessings of life that you've given to us. And above all else, Lord, we know that it's because of Jesus, God, that we have hope, we have peace, we have joy. And it's in the love of Christ that, Father, we're filled as we look to the cross and what you've done for us. Lord, through your death, burial, and then your resurrection, for the victory that you give, Father, forgive us of our many sins. Oh, Lord, We know that we're not worthy to approach your throne, but Father, as every head is bowed and every heart is humbled before you today, we just thank you, for you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. God, thank you for every family member that's represented here today. We ask, God, that you'd bless these homes, Lord, as we celebrate the birth of Christ. Fill us with your joy. We ask it all in Jesus Christ's holy name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Hiding from the storm, found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. The sleeping town they did not know, lying in a manger low. Savior King, who had no home, has come to heal all our sorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His counting sheep in the night? Do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, it may set you apart. You make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light. For in His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? God to write His story. You can come as you are, it may set you apart. You make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. I'm going to invite up another family who I'm glad to have with us that they attend Liberty Christian Church up 40 at Penhook. And so I want to invite up the Lacey Thomas family. Would you come on, put your hands together and make them feel welcome this morning.
Again, we thank y'all for inviting us back. We're very pleased to celebrate Christmas with you guys. We appreciate so much you having confidence in inviting us back.
Holly in the window, the fireplace burning bright, candlelights are glowing on a Christmas night. I'll see the smiling faces once again this year, waiting for me at the door. Christmas time is near. I remember years ago when just a lad at home, how I longed for Christmas time and nothing could go wrong. Now today as I look back, it seems like just a year. Going back to see them all, Christmas time is near. Out in the country about this time of year, everybody's happy, Christmas time is near. Little children playing, running to and fro. Santa Claus is coming, riding on the snow. I can see the pine trees now, swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time, there's joy everywhere. Ice rose on the branches, the water cool and clear. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near. I can see the pine trees now, swaying here and there. They seem to know it's Christmas time, there's joy everywhere. Ice rose on the branches, the water cool and clear. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near. Snowflakes are falling, Christmas time is near. Please.
probably one of the most powerful songs I think I've ever heard. We recently went and saw Daly and Vincent do their Christmas special, and they did this, and he was right. It is a powerful song, the vocals and stuff. When you think about exactly what the vocals are saying and just what it implies, it's a very powerful song, but it's Mary, Did You Know?
Snow was falling down that night, with no place to rest in sight. Soon she would bring forth a son. The inn was full, and so instead, he was born in a stable bed there. His life had just begun. But how was she supposed to know, as she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, her baby boy would become a sacrifice? He would laugh and run and play, but his manhood would bring a day that for the world he would choose to die. Mary wrapped a present to the world on that first Christmas morn when her baby was born. Mary wrapped a present to the world. There was no lighted Christmas tree, just one bright star so all could see the way to Bethlehem that winter night. Many gifts they brought for him, But a greater gift she gave to them, for through her Son would come eternal life. Mary wrapped a present to the world on that first Christmas morn, when her baby was born. Mary wrapped a present to the world. Mary wrapped a present to the world on that first Christmas morn, when Jesus was born. Mary wrapped a present to the world.
In Luke 2:10 to 11, I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this is called the Christmas celebration. It was a celebration of his day of birth. We should have shown the world how we felt about his worth. There were parties round the globe, joy and singing everywhere, decorations, food, and fun, but Lord Jesus wasn't there. The most famous date of birth in the history of man, so we gave gifts to each other and put nothing in his hand. As you do for those in need, he said, you also have done for me. Do we really show our love for him, putting presents neath our own tree? Our very lives are gifts from him, the world we live in too. So let us show our love for him each day in all we do. Let us live our lives as if each day was our very last chance to give. Let us celebrate the Lord's birthday each moment that we live. One day we'll go to be with him. We'll look into his face. Let's hope that he will say to us, you made the world a better place. Let us celebrate the birth of Christ and give the gift of love, the Christmas gift the world received from our Father up above. Luke 2:19, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's always good when Bud goes, "What are we singing? I can't see. I can't see. I can't see either. I have to direct him to Becky. She keeps us straight."
Mama cooked the turkey,
Uncle Luke tomato stuffing.
David and the neighbors are shoveling snow. Vicky wrapping presents with a pretty red bow. Grandpa making eggnog, popcorn is a puffin. Mama cooked the turkey,
Uncle Luke tomato stuffing.
Artie from the army's coming home tonight. Crazy cousin Eddie's stringing up the lights. Sarah and her boyfriend are a kissing and a hugging. Mama cooked the turkey,
Uncle Luke tomato stuffing.
Well, Daddy's sitting back in his favorite chair, trying to lead the family in a word of prayer. Jenny's in the kitchen just sneaking and a-munching. Mama cooked the turkey,
Uncle Luke tomato stuffing.
and on piano playing Christmas songs, trying to get the family just to sing along. Children all believing that Santa is a-coming. Mama cooked the turkey,
Uncle Lou tomato stuff.
Well, times they are a-changing, people keep a-moving. I'll never forget those family reunions. Christmas time was really, really quite something when Mama cooked the turkey.
Uncle Lou tomato stuff.
Yeah, Mama cooked the turkey.
Uncle Lou tomato stuff.
Well, Mama cooked the turkey.
Uncle Lou tomato stuffing. That's some mighty fun stuffing.
For all our visitors today, we want you to know this. God loves you and that Jesus Christ died for you. And we love you too here at Somerset. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to come back and worship with us. We do services on Sunday mornings, early service at 9 for the early birds that like to come out, small group study at 10, and regular worship at 11. And so you're invited to come out and be a part of that. May God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Mountains and the meadows are covered up with snow. Home fires are burning bright, the winds of winter blow. Christmas bells are ringing, the lights are on the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, that's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, there's silver and there's gold. See the starlight glistening upon the fallen snow. Families all together singing around the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. Candlelight's the window, there's wood upon the fire. The clock is striking midnight, this is the Christmas hour. Well, the children all sleeping, the gifts beneath the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is where I wanna be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, there's silver and there's gold. See the starlight glistening upon the fall of snow. Families all together singing around the tree. Christmas in the mountains, this is the place for me. Well, it's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place for me.
Would you stand with us for the benediction, please? Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us today, God, with many joys, and for your love, Father, for fellowship. We thank you, God, for this church. We thank you, Lord, for every person that puts so much into our services here, God. We thank you above all else for Jesus, for Lord, you are our strength, our deliverer, our healer. And we're so thankful today to call you our Savior. Father, if there's one here today, Lord, that doesn't know you as their Savior, God, we pray today, Lord, that you touch that heart. Father, we thank you in your word that you tell us, whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. And so today, Lord, as we leave this place, maybe there's one here today, Father, that's just thinking and wondering and maybe worried about this season, Lord. And we pray, God, that heart and soul right now, Lord, that you touch them. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and for our future home in heaven, Lord. We ask that you'd bless us. We pray it all in Jesus Christ's holy name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.